The Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Hello, I'm the Postmaster General of the United States. That's right. Mine is a cabinet-level position, ensuring that your mail gets to where it ought to go. You know, I like letters. Not too many people mail letters anymore. Nowadays, they send email. Well, I understand it. My son, he's always fooling around on his computer, sending email, text messaging, or whatever they want to call it. But you know something? There's nothing like a good handwritten letter. A handwritten letter that you can send to somebody you care about. And it says you do care about them. You write it down there in your handwriting. They open it up and they go, oh, look at this. Here's a letter from a friend of mine. They took the time. They took the trouble to write me a letter. Well, now, I got nothing against email. I think it's, well, I don't know. My son's always fooling around with it. My wife is fooling with it. But I like a letter. Hey, look at this. I got a letter right here. Look at that. Isn't that nice? Why don't I open it up and see what's from? It says here, the Postmaster General of the United States. Look at this. Look in here. Oh, what is that?
White powder, for God's sake.
Oh, God, it's anthrax.
Get him up to Cipro.
Hold on for a minute, folks.
Oh, God.
This has been a public service. Just get him to the doctor.
It's anthrax, you jackass! Get...
This has been a public service announcement of the
Postmaster General.
Of the Postmaster the General.
I'm dying!
Well, that's a dragon. At 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry's show tonight. Bobby and Steve Dooley join us. We also have Don Parsley and Bob Green. And we'll also have a hurricane update with Art Patrici, our weatherman, our fourth weatherman in as many weeks, because the other weathermen we use can't seem to find their way to Florida. But Art Patrici, I'm sure, will be there to tell us what's going on. They got another hurricane heading for Florida, and I got an email today from a... I actually got an email from an ex-girlfriend of mine in Miami. Actually, she's living in Orlando now. And Do you guys do this? I mean, I'm sure you do, but we have commenced just an email friendship. Nothing going on at all. She's married, I'm married, and we're much older people now. And she's like in her mid-40s, and I'm what I am. But when we knew each other, when we were dating down in Miami, she was like just this young, sweet thing. She was 21, and I was 26, and we hung out for a summer when I was working down there at WSHE. And somehow she got in touch with me to say, hey, how you doing? So she sent me a birthday card, and we're talking. She's battening down the hatches down there at her house. Her and her husband own a home in just outside of Orlando, and they got this thing coming through that they say is worse than Hurricane Andrew. Now, do you know what Hurricane Andrew was? It was what they call a Category 4. That's like, what, 186,000 miles per hour. The wind is as fast as the speed of light, basically. Wind, you don't even see it. In other words, you see yourself getting blown away before it actually happens. That's how fast the wind is blowing down there. And they got another one coming. Do you think it's the end of the world? I'm joking. So they have, and to think it all started as just a soft little tropical wave coming out of Africa, turning into a tropical depression, then a tropical storm, and the next thing you know, it's going to blow everything to kingdom come. Well, I'm sure the folks in Florida, being veterans of this kind of weather, are going to do very, very well. I don't know how many stations we're preempted on. We're on quite a few stations in Florida. Perhaps there's a few that we're preempted on. But if we are not, if you are hearing my voice tonight through the static and through the wind and through the howling and the rain, we will do our best to keep you informed and entertained, sort of. President Bush is speaking right at this very moment, and that's another reason why we're probably preempted in some markets. The president addressing the Republican National Convention. Did you hear Zell Miller last night? What did I tell you, huh? What did I tell you about the guy? You know, he said, Miller, everything I've been trying to say for like 2 years, only he said it way better than I could ever say it. See, Miller's just like me. He's a Democrat who's going to vote for Bush. which is what I've been trying to explain, and people, and I can understand people are confused by that. They'll call up and say, well, how come you say you're going to vote for Bush, but you're a Democrat? Miller said it perfectly as to why. Everything he said last night, that's how I feel. He said he's a Democrat, and he always will be a Democrat, which is the way I feel. He said he's always voted Democrat, which I have. He said, but things have changed. Country needs a certain kind of man at the helm of the nation state, as it were, at this particular time in our history. And Bush is the guy. He said some nice things concerning the man personally. He knows him from the time they were both governors. He knows George Bush to be a man of integrity. He may not be the most. He said he's not a slick talker, but he's got the best of intentions and morals. And he said, you know, where I come from down here in Georgia, actions speak louder than words. All that nice stuff. He also said something that I've tried to say. He said, since what happened to the Democratic Party? He said the words, what happened to our party? We used to be a party that would go out and kick a little bit of ass. I remember when I said that at the Aspen Comedy Festival, it got a laugh, and I didn't want it to. I said, I was sitting there with the other members of the assembled panel that I was with, and I said, what's wrong with Democrats going out and kicking some ass? Oh, the groans and the booing. And then I said, well, is there something wrong with Democrats owning guns? So I just shut my mouth and split, got Gary Trudeau's autograph and left. Drew Carey asked me if I wanted his autograph, and I said, no, I don't have time right now to get your autograph, Drew, but thank you for offering. And so he was really something, and I read it, the text available all over the internet. It's a very honest speech, and it says everything that, like I said, that I've been trying to say, and I haven't been able to say it very well. But thank God that somebody said it, right? Some guy who's got a national forum said, I'm a Democrat. I'm always going to be a Democrat, but this is the dude that I'm voting for this year, man. 4 more years, check me again. I may be back with the Democrats. Who knows? This ain't the time to be voting for a guy that isn't quite sure what it is he wants to do when he becomes president. Nothing against President wannabe, Kerry, but the guy's, you know, he's not exactly focused, is he? I went over today to do another one of my cartoon jobs, my animation jobs, and I talked to some of the other actors, and these guys are all Democrats, and even they were blown away by the speech. Even they were very impressed by it. And one of my good friends said, boy, I'll tell you, Kerry, see, I ain't voting for Kerry. I said, why? He said, he's the guy, what? Can you decide what it is you want to be and then tell us, and then I'll decide whether I want to vote for you? But so far, he can't do it, right? I think the way Miller said, he said it's a yes, maybe, no, mush. He said, no, Bush has got a grip on the terrorists. Kerry wants to let go of the terrorists to get a better grip, is the way he put it. He wants to let go of them to get a better grip. And he wants to make sure that he checks with everybody else in the world before it's okay for us to defend ourselves. You know, in other words, we got to go out and kick some ass. We got to check and make sure it's okay with everybody else first, right? He said it really well. I mean, well, the guy's a politician. He's a public speaker, so he knows what he's doing. So I thought it was an outstanding speech, and we're going to be hearing from Bobby and Steve Dooley, who are two registered Democrats who are not Bush fans, later on in the show, and they will tell you what they thought about that. Now, Monday night, special program note, Monday night, Labor Day, the Phil Hendry Show presents an encore presentation of the top 100 calls of the year, as we did last year. Every 4th of July and Labor Day, we present the top 100 phone calls of the year, the only talk show in the world that counts down phone calls, not records. And we do this every 4th of July and Labor Day as a public service from the Postmaster General. So listen on Labor Day night, the top 100 calls of the year right here. Way to kind of close out the Labor Day barbecue, kick back, maybe with a bottle of suds, flip on the old radio and listen to see what kind of mayhem we have been at work trying to create over the last 12 months. Now, when we come back this hour, we are going to try to get in a hurricane update with Art Patrici, and we will take a few of your phone calls at 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, as I mentioned, we have Bobby and Steve Dooley, Don Parsley, and Bob Green coming up later on, and hopefully tonight we'll get in our plastic surgery special, Sew Me Up So Tight I'm Talking Through a Hole in My Face, although, again, that is that is up in the air as to, you know, our programming schedule here. 1-800-449, just that we got too much to do here tonight. 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Henry Show, and I haven't even mentioned the Steve Bozell t-shirt yet.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight, Bobby and Steve Dooley with their views on not only Zell Miller's talk last night, speech last night, but also President Bush's, Bobby and Steve, very hardcore Democrats, and how they're going to take the momentum of the Republicans. Now they're going to try to turn it around for the Democrats. That's tonight on our show. Don Parsley and Bob Green also will join us tonight on the Phil Henry Show. Tomorrow night, Ted Bell, if I'm here. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I don't know. My wife would like to go to the desert for the weekend to celebrate my birthday. And I said, that's a good idea. I didn't want to take the day off Wednesday because that was my birthday. And you notice I didn't say anything about it because I was hoping that being self-effacing and modest, you guys will now flood me with gifts, cash, etc. Anyway, so tomorrow night, if I'm here, otherwise, we'll think of something. All right? Now, Monday night, we'll have our Top 100 calls of the year, and that's our program schedule so far here on the Phil Henry Show. As you know, there is a very violent hurricane threatening the Florida coast this evening. Joining us from Miami is Art Patrici with a weather update. Art, how are things looking so far?
Well, understand what I'm saying. I'm in the middle of the area called Bayfront Park here in Miami. Well, right now, of course, the hurricane is not, Hurricane Francis is not yet a dire threat, but there's quite a few gusts of wind blowing through the area. You can probably hear it in the background, Phil.
Yes, I can. Are you safe?
Yeah, I'm fine. But we're going to keep an eye on the hurricane, and also we'll be updating you as to other tropical storms in the area. This expects to be a big one.
All right, can I hold on for? Can I ask you something?
I didn't hear you, Phil. Say it again.
Let me ask you something. All right.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you want to ask?
What? Are you? Where are you?
I'm in Miami.
And you're in the middle of a hurricane.
Yes, I am.
Then why does the wind stop when I'm not talking to you?
What do you mean, why does the wind stop?
When you start talking, when I'm not talking to you, I don't hear the wind anymore.
I don't know what you mean.
You know exactly what I mean. What is that? Are you in the middle of wind or aren't you?
Can't you hear it?
It sounds like you're making the noise with your mouth.
What do you mean?
God, knock it off. Kill the music. Kill the music, bud.
All right.
Are you in a hurricane? Stop it with the noise. Are you in a hurricane?
No.
Is Paul there?
Paul, he wants you.
Yeah, I'm here.
What are you guys doing? What are you and Paul Froud doing? You guys were supposed to be in Miami. This is the second time.
I know you got angry the last time.
You bet I got angry the last time. Last time you guys were out having a campfire in Louisiana because you couldn't find your way to Florida. Is that the problem?
No.
Then what's the problem? Why aren't you down there?
Should I talk to him, Paul, or should you? Phil?
Yeah.
This is Paul.
Yeah.
We stopped at... I mean, my mother always said that honesty is the best policy, so...
Lay it on me, man.
We stopped at we stopped at that one club near the airport. And we lost our per diem there.
You mean that strip joint near the airport?
Is he asking about the strip joint? Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
We spent it on lap dances.
Are you guys stupid or something? What'd you do, get drunk?
Yeah.
Where's the airport? Where's the airline ticket?
He wants to know where the airline ticket. Got rolled. You got rolled in the parking lot for it.
Okay, so you cats spent your per diem on lap dances, and somebody rolled you for your airline tickets to Miami. I'm very disappointed in both of you. Very disappointed in both of you. Where are you guys right now?
Solvang.
Up in Solvang.
What are you guys doing in Solvang?
I guess we're hiding out, trying to get away.
You're hiding out from me? Pretending like you're in Florida. Did you cats really think you were going to call up making wind noises with your mouths? That I was going to think you're in the middle of a hurricane?
We don't know what else to do.
You could have come to me and said, hey, we blew it.
But then you'd fire us.
Well, why shouldn't I fire you? Why shouldn't I fire you? Hey, Art, why shouldn't I fire you?
Well, everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody makes mistakes. You get so hammered, you blow all your per diem money on lap dances. Then when you get outside to the car, how'd you get rolled? What time of night was it?
It was pretty late.
So some dude saw you guys as a couple of marks as you walk out of the strip joint. Would you get hit over the head?
Oh, I got pushed to the ground and kicked. I got kicked in the crotch.
Got kicked in the crotch, huh?
Yeah. Well, tell me the other thing. We got one more thing.
Oh, God, what?
We got to pay for the rental car.
What did you guys do, trash it?
No, somebody spray-painted something on it.
Spray-painted what?
It doesn't matter.
What did they spray-paint on the rental car?
Spray-painted honky lips.
On your rental car when it was parked at the strip joint?
Yeah.
So we got to pay for that, huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Phil. I know you always put a lot of confidence in us.
Why do I want to put confidence in a couple of clowns? A couple of Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey clown. Honky lips on the rental car, rolled for your airline tickets. You guys had, let's see, 4 days worth of per diem at $100.50. I don't even know what that comes out to. Three bills times. So that's $1,200 in per diem. And lap dances you guys did?
Well, they said we'd go behind the beaded curtain.
Oh, go behind the beaded curtain. You know what, man? They take you behind a beaded curtain. That means they start taking your wax there, start taking your credit card, and then still nothing happens. And who spray-painted honky lips on the car?
I don't know. I think I did.
Why'd you do it, Paul?
I was drunk.
Are you trying to tell me you guys are so hammered you're spray-painting honky lips on your rental car, you lose your airline ticket to some guy that rolls you, you spend $1,200 on lap dances, you ain't giving me no hurricane report, and then you call me up. Are you drunk now?
What?
Are you guys drunk now?
No, we're not.
Okay, then what made you think that I would believe you guys making wind noises with your mouth is going to make me think you're in a hurricane? You gotta be drunk.
No, sir, we're not. No, Phil, I swear we're not.
Bull crap. I think you're drunk, and I think what you need, you know what? Get out of here.
Hey, Phil, can we keep...
Tell you what, let's just move on. The Steve Bozell t-shirt is available now, and it is available at all of your website. What do they want? What do you want?
I just want to know if we can keep the, those Phil Henry Show mugs you gave us.
Hang up on him. The Phil Henry Show, Steve Bozell for President t-shirt's available on our website at www.philhenryshow.com, and it's the t-shirt of the season, baby. It's the election year t-shirt that says, vote for me or I'll sue you. All you have to do is go to our website and pick it up. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. Monday, it's our top 100 calls of the year. Later on tonight, we got Bobby and Steve Dooley. President Bush is speaking at the convention right now. And Bobby and Steve will comment on that, as well as Zell Miller's talk last night. Don Parsley and Bob Green. Mr. Green is a businessman who had saved up all year to take his kids to Disney World, only to find out on the week that they have off for vacation, you got it, a hurricane threatens the Florida Peninsula. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil Henry Show.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead, hit it.
Phil Henry Show.
Sorry.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Sew me up so tight I'm talking through a hole in my face. Your plastic surgery program. Here's Sheila Skelly and Dr. Jack Briscoe.
Well, Dr. Briscoe, how are you? You look so handsome today.
Thank you. Just got a brand new suit here. And welcome, everybody, to Sew Me Up So Tight I Have to Talk Through a Hole in My Face. I'm Dr. Jack Briscoe.
And I'm Sheila Skelly. I wanted to ask you something right off the bat, Doctor, before we get into our program. Male organ augmentation, is it possible?
Why, well, I don't understand. Why would you bring that up? I'm curious.
Well, you and I were intimate once, and I thought, you know, you could look into it.
No, it's not possible. Otherwise, I would have had it done. So, does that finally answer your question? You know?
Well, I didn't...
Well, you know, no. You just... We might as well just get it out right here and now. No, it's not possible. Does that finally answer your question?
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Well, you're bringing it up in the middle of this program. No. Male organ augmentation is not possible, Sheila. When you said it to me the first time, when we were first together that night at your apartment, I said, no, it's not possible. Now do you got to bring it up on our show? Is that it?
You know, I really don't understand your attitude.
My attitude? My attitude? You don't understand my attitude bringing it up on a national show! Now, for the last time, male organ augmentation is not possible! Otherwise, I would have had it done by now. Don't you think I would have had it done?
Look, Jack, I'm sorry.
Well, it's just, it's embarrassing. All right, what we want to do tonight is Sheila is going to introduce us into the world of liposuction. You know, liposuction sounds scary, doesn't it, Sheila? And people really shouldn't be afraid of it.
No, they really shouldn't. I'm in pretty good shape, as I'm sure you would agree, Jack. And, but I still think from time to time I could use a little liposuction, a little tightening, a little transferring of fat from here to there. And
you say you're in pretty good shape, huh?
Yes, if I do say so. Oh, you know what? You're just bitter because of that whole thing.
No, no, I'm not bitter, but you think you're in good shape.
Yes, I am in good shape. And you know what? You'll never get any of this bad booty. Not after that night.
Okay. So let's go ahead. We have with us Bill Wenzelcraft, who is from the Briscoe Augmentation Clinic. And, Bill, you're going to go ahead and plug Sheila into the liposuction machine here. We'll see just what kind of good shape you're in.
Oh, listen, look at how bitter you are because you're just not my type.
Yeah, well, we'll see. All right, so how much do you want to have?
Well, I'd like to just, you know, just a touch.
Okay, well, just a touch. I mean, it's relative.
No, go ahead.
All right, we're going to turn on a liposuction machine now, and Sheila is going to get a little liposuction. Here we go.
Just a little bit more.
A little bit more. We're going to be here all night, okay?
You know, you're really, really cruel.
Good shape, huh?
I'm in excellent shape. I've got a wonderful figure.
Anyway, folks, as you can see, liposuction is just draining away the pounds here from Sheila. And according to the machine, about 50 pounds so far.
Is something wrong?
Well, I don't see how you can say you're in great shape. The machine's still going. Listen to that.
So?
Well, how much liposuction do you need, anyway?
Just a little touch-up.
Touch-up? This ain't a touch-up, honey. This is like built... This is Mount Rushmore, man. I'm having to move mountains of rock here.
Listen to you. Just because I asked you about male augmentation...
Oh, God. In the meantime, we'll take some phone calls from our listeners. Hi, you're on with Jack Briscoe and Sheila Skelly, and welcome to Sew Me Up So Tight I'm Talking to a Hole in My Face.
I'm a caller from Miami, Florida. How long is she going to get the fat drained out of her rear end?
It's going to be a while.
Is she a large woman?
Oh, no, not at all.
Better get another bucket.
Yeah, you heard her. Get another bucket.
Because I had some questions if this is going to take a while.
Sheila, are we done yet?
I'm just doing a touch-up. You ladies at home, you can do this at home. It's really easy.
Because this is... I'm going to turn our Wheel of Fortunes on. I don't know.
Oh, come on. Can we unplug it now?
No, I'm just...
Yeah, I know what you do. You're just taking care of yourself. You're pampering yourself, huh? Take another call. Hi, you're on with Dr. Jack Briscoe.
Hi, Doc. Can I have the fat that... That you're sucking out of her rear end? I want to wax my car. Is that...
Call us later. Oh, come on, will ya?
What's wrong? You don't like a woman taking care of herself?
We'll see you next week.
Okay. That's all.
What, you mean it's done?
Now for the other cheek.
This is Dr. Jack Briscoe and Sheila Skelly saying...
So long, everyone.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is heavy. They just dragged another protester out of the hall while President Bush was talking. And, you know, they did it last night when Cheney was talking. And I think they did it another night when Miller was, you know, whoever's up there. There's people like in the hall that are, you know, protesting the thing. And it's like, is it free speech? Yeah, it is. It's sort of free speech, except it's their convention. You know, it's that they rented the hall, so they get to have inside the hall the people that they want to have inside the hall. But I'm going to tell you, it's a little baffling. I'm not quite sure I know what it is that they want to protest. You know, what do you? are you understanding what that is? I think there's a little bit of desperation with the people that want Bush to get beaten in November. I think they're recognizing they're probably going to get their asses pretty thoroughly kicked. I think it's beginning to settle in. Now, I understand if there's legitimate concern about the direction of the country, right? See, I was reading this commentary Michael Moore wrote in USA Today. And Moore makes the same mistake a lot of people like to make when they're trying to further their point. It's not really a mistake. It's something people do on purpose, whether they know it or not, when they try to further their point. They use children, or they use the word child to sort of promote their agenda. In Moore's case, he keeps referring to our soldiers as children. He keeps saying that we're sending children to fight a war, right? Now, last time I checked, these are adult men and women who volunteered for service, and there wasn't really anything their parents could do about it. If my kid wants to join the Marine Corps, what am I going to say? You will not sign my kid up with the Marine Corps. I'm his father. Well, he put his name on a paper, pal. It's legal tender, right? But that's not the point. The point is, if you can refer to them as children, get people to believe soldiers are children, then you can start making this argument, which is kind of the last desperate argument of the people that have been opposed to this war, that we've sent children off to fight this war and to die in a miscalculated war. Even though the war has got complete and it has utter and complete and thorough foundation in a sensible war on terrorists, all I want to say is it's like this miscalculation and it's this big total disaster. In fact, it was Moore in his movie that said that these soldiers weren't properly trained. I mean, he made them look like fools. He basically disgraced the soldiers on purpose. And then he turns around and he has on his website this thing, how to support our troops. Right? Having talked to a lot of soldiers, I can tell you, that's just not playing with them anymore. They don't buy the, I support my troops, but we don't support the war. They're not, it don't play. So I don't know who he's talking to. He must be talking to like the 500 people that still think the guy is actually telling the truth about stuff, right? And that includes like half of those are the staff and management of USA Today. And whoever else reads that newspaper, dude, don't waste your time writing big long articles in USA Today. Nobody reads that paper to read a big long article, man. Everybody reads that paper to read one paragraph. And this article that Moore wrote, I read it, though. I'll tell you, Michael, I read it. It's typically you. You know, in other words, it's a lot of obfuscation and emotional manipulation and not all that funny, but at least I read it. But I'm telling you, if USA Today prints this, I don't know who they think is going to read it, because everybody that reads USA Today, they want to get the whole world in like two sentences. Four guys were ambushed in a plant today at a McDonald's in Wisconsin. In Ohio, six guys died when a tractor ran them over. In Vermont, six more guys died when a tractor rolled over them. In California, six guys died when a tractor rolled... You ever see that recap of the world in USA Today, state by state? Some goofy thing after another. Hawaii, you know, a guy fell out of a pineapple plantation, got run over by a tractor. Then they move on. Alaska, a moose accosted three men in a bar, and the man says to the moose, okay, I'll buy you a drink if you can... Texas, a guy got run over by a tractor. So what's happened to this convention, though, is really interesting. The pendulum is kind of swinging. Not that the guy's going to win the election, but everybody... pretty much is hearing this message that the Republicans are laying out there, and they're buying it a little bit more than they did that sort of blurry thing that the Democrats were trying to lay out there. And when they laid Teresa Hines Carey up there for everybody to fall in love with, wrong. Except for me. And Bud.
Hey, she's hot.
But the Bush twins kick ass. Bush twins, and even Laura Bush is cool, and so everybody was sort of... And then they see the president speaking, and they hear that, you know, what the man is saying. They realize this guy has had the actual experience of going through something that, what, maybe two or three other presidents in the history of the country have had to deal with? Seriously, I mean, as we've said this many times, what other presidents have had to deal with what Bush had to deal with in the first year of his presidency? I can think of Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Roosevelt had 8 years on a job, man, when World War II kicked in. Lincoln, Roosevelt, and who? It's really cool. I love these people come along and, well, you know, here's how we can do it better. Okay. What I want to do is I want to, like, fire the guy that's got the experience doing a job that only two other guys ever had to do and hire some joker who is saying a lot of different stuff depending upon what city he's in. It ain't going to happen, man. I ain't saying Bush is going to win, but I ain't going to vote for that cat care. I got to vote for Bush. And like I say, this is a Democrat talking, baby. A Democrat. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! Now, Bobby and Steve Dooley are going to give us their views and opinions on life in this here United States coming up at the top of the hour. We'll also have tonight... Mr. Don Parsley and Bob Green. Both of those gentlemen will be talking to us about... their lives. Bob Green has got a particularly troubling problem. He was planning on going to Florida for a visit to Disney World with his kids, and now they got a hurricane bearing down on the state. And that, the second big one they've had this year. I lived in Florida for a total of 4, 7, 8 years, and never once did I ever experience anything approaching a hurricane. Tropical storm, but not a hurricane. I left my apartment once because they thought a hurricane was coming down, and this summer they've had, like, they're going to have two of them. 92, they had Andrew. And this is Florida, baby. This is where people like to go and chill. And they're going to be rolling a hurricane through Disney World? I don't think they should close the park. I think they ought to keep it open. That'd be the most radical thing on Earth. Riding on that freaking Space Mountain while the whole place is going to hell? Next thing you know, you're not in Space Mountain, dude. You're somewhere over Cape Canaveral. Forget that. I'm all with that. I want to do that. Yeah, 8 years I lived in that state. I mean, it rains, and it's hot, and it's humid. I never saw anything like a hurricane. I got tropical storms, which are about 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds. Florida is real goofy when it comes to weather, man. And the only really good time is, they say, the winter. But I've been there in January. It's the rain's coming down in buckets. I'm not exactly sure when the good weather is there. I remember playing basketball in 80-degree weather on Christmas Day one time, and I think I remember a sunny day or two in February, but other than that, it's like, you never know when it's going to rain. And when I was there, my car already had big rust holes in it from living in Minnesota.
You started.
I know. I went, Minnesota. Well, you got to point out everything. From living in Minnesota, and by the time I got down to Florida, I had big gaping holes in the bottom of my car. I could see the street going by. Now, on top of that, the roof of my car had rusted out. Now, are you ready for this? I remember driving to work with it raining, and it's raining in my car. water is collecting on the fabric lining of the roof of my car, the ceiling, or whatever the hell you want to call it, my car, and dripping all over me. By the time I get to work, I'm walking in like I just took a bath, and they saw me getting out of a car. This is how miserable, basically my message is this, ladies and gentlemen. This is how miserable and worthless my life was before I met Maria. Now, anyway, well, seriously, you're a bachelor. You're driving in an automobile where you can see the street going by underneath your feet. You got a hole in the roof of your car and there's water coming down. You're eating out of fast food bags, and then came Maria. Now, I had an argument with my beautiful little wife just before I went on the air, and if you're listening, baby, I want you to know that I love you, and I'm sorry for what I said. You know, I just perchance lucked on that, but that's now going to be the Maria signature. Every time I mention my wife, Maria, you'll be hearing that sound. Can we get that card? Chris, can we put that in the digicart, man? You know, the other day I was talking to my wife, Maria, and she thinks the Nazis were great. I was arguing with my wife, Maria. She really believes the concentration camps were a good idea. Who? My wife, Maria? All right. Enough of that baloney. Yeah, till I met her, man. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We got a phone call in here on the Phil Henry Show. Don't forget that our website is www.philhenryshow.com. That's www.philhenryshow.com. While you're there, check out, please, our souvenir shop where you can pick up not only the Steve Bozell t-shirts that we've been talking to you so much about, but also, more importantly, our Best Of CD, the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2003 CD, which includes in it all kinds of great stuff. And all the money that we raise from the sale of the CD goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. Is this Dan? Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Phil, the other day I was going through my son's room, and I came upon a collection of magazines that upset me very much. They were adult in nature, and I know you have three boys. Each of them, I think you've mentioned they're teenagers.
Yeah, how old's your son?
My son just turned 12, and this was upsetting to his mother and I. Looking at the magazines, they are sexual in nature.
Can you tell me, do you have them there?
I do, yeah.
Can you tell me which ones they are?
Well, here's one here. Oh. Yeah, it has pictures of women. And here's one of a man and a woman. And here's another one here.
Now, how old is your son?
Hold on for a minute. Here's one here. Say now.
Get out of here, you freak. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley coming up. And also Don Parsley and Bob Green, the Steve Bozell for President t-shirt. Vote for me or I'll sue you on our website, www.philhenryshow.com. Tomorrow night, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We'll be right back in a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Wow.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. And now here's Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley join us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. You guys are watching President Bush's speech right now?
Yeah, we are, Phil.
And can you give me your thoughts and feelings so far? Both of you guys are registered Democrats, so we know where we're going.
Well, Phil, I'm watching the president right now. My feeling really is what you would think and what did we expect? I think it's pretty disgusting the way he is standing there and basically lying to the American people about all of the things that he's going to do and all of the things that he says he did. And I just think that with those kinds of principles, he's not going to he's not going to get elected, and I think everybody realizes the truth about this man.
Phil, I just want to jump in.
Yes, Steve.
I think it's just disgusting what he's doing on the TV.
From what standpoint?
I think a lot of children are watching.
That was, if I could say so, Steve.
Yeah, go ahead.
That was really the point we wanted to make. President Bush knows that there are millions and millions of American school children watching tonight. And for him to get up in front of the American people and put on this utterly obscene display of faux sincerity and this disgusting display of a seeming concern with people, when you know and I know, and he certainly knows, that he could care less about the American people, we find it to be something that it wouldn't be so bad were it not for the fact that there's children watching.
Well, that's the thing that bothers me, that those American school children who respect the current events are watching this.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley with me from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Before we go any further, you guys are both president and vice president of the Homeowners Association there?
We are, Phil. I'm the president. Steve is the vice president and recording secretary. And watching the president's speech tonight from the standpoint of a homeowner makes it doubly serious and just doubly important that we get John Kerry elected this fall. Otherwise, it's going to be four more years of this man staring into a television camera and lying through his teeth about what he's done and what he's going to do.
Can you tell me specifically, as Democrats, I'm a fellow Democrat.
But you've already said you're going to vote for Bush. And
well, yeah, you're a very interesting kind of Democrat you are.
Well, I've explained why, and I don't want to debate you guys tonight. What do you think President Bush has lied about?
Well, he's lied about everything.
The reasons for going into the Iraq War?
That's the least of it. He lied about that. I think he's lied about the reasons why we went into Afghanistan. I think he's lied.
Well, we went into Afghanistan because that's where Al-Qaeda is.
Well, I think he's lying about that. I just don't think that he has his facts straight. And if he does, then he's more deluded than I think. I've been a Democrat, Phil, since President Clinton started running because I thought he was very fascinating. I think John Kerry is very interesting.
Do you think John Kerry would make a good president, is the question.
Well, I'm going to vote. I certainly do.
You think he would make?
Absolutely, without question. And we certainly need to work toward that end. Now, something that's never been done, a Democrat got up in front of the Republican convention and spoke out for a Republican candidate, and that was this man,
Zeke Miller.
And I was never more disgusted in my life. I felt physically ill. I wanted to be sick at my stomach. And
all right, what about the idea, though, that sometimes in life, when you speak about Zell Miller, his name's Zell, by the way, more times than we like to think, we have to break away from the pack and risk losing their favor when our conscience tells us to. Isn't that what Zell Miller did? He broke away from the pack? His conscience told him to?
Well, I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying. He's a Democrat, and he got up and endorsed a Republican.
We were disgusted by it.
And he did this in front of children. There are children watching. And there are, of course, elderly people who are sensitive to the graphic nature of what he did. These are the things that we are concerned about that, obviously, the Republican Party is not.
All right, I'm talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley. President Bush is still speaking. Some of you may have seen a good portion of his speech. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve, watching the speech from, where are you guys at home?
We are at home, Phil. We have a home gym, and this is generally our workout time, so we're here along with Steve, and our boys are working out as well. And we do want to get on your show tonight as an American family and just talk about how disgusting we think President Bush is being tonight with all of his lies. And if we can convince the American people that President Bush is thoroughly disgusting, that we can then begin to move toward a greater America, an America that includes all of us, not just the chosen few of the Bush, what he says. And I can tell you...
Can we talk, Phil, about the FCC?
Go ahead.
Phil, we know Cherish Reynolds from the FCC of Washington. She and I graduated from USC together. I think a phone call to her is appropriate.
Why the FCC?
Because we feel that what has been perpetrated by the Republican Party on national television, these lies that they're telling, and people are believing them. And I don't think I was ever more physically, really ever more physically ill than when I saw the Bush twins. I think Americans were absolutely disgusted by the two of them standing there with their really very kind of sloppy manner, both of them sounding as if they've been around the block a little bit, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Well, but you know, wait, hold on. Before you say anything further, I thought the American people were rather charmed by them.
No, you couldn't.
It didn't appear that way to you. I was, and the people...
Well, you were, Phil, but the fact is...
No, but the American people were... I think there was a poll done on the... there was a poll done on by one of the networks that said that they came off very well. People really liked them.
No, the Bush twins were thoroughly disgusting, and the American people can see right through that. I mean, one of them was wearing, very inappropriate clothing.
But what do you mean by inappropriate? I mean, we're talking about...
No, I don't... Did you see the... which is the blonde? Who's the blonde?
Barbara?
Yes, she's wearing very tight pants. I didn't think it was appropriate at all for the convention, and I said so. And I said so at our homeowners association meeting. So really what we're saying tonight is, is that...
Oh, is the blonde Jenna? I don't know who... the blonde is Jenna.
Whoever the blonde was.
That's the blonde.
All right, she's wearing very inappropriate clothing. So, Phil, you asked me what my impression of President Bush is. And his family. I'm sure he loves his family, but I'm a Democrat. I'm going to vote for John Kerry, not just because I think John Kerry is the best possible man for the job at this time in the history of our country, but I'm really just physically nauseated at what the Bush family has pulled off. It is one of the most colossal shams that he would get up and lie, and the two women, his daughters, dressed as if they're going out for an evening bar hopping. I just thought it was entirely inappropriate.
It made us physically ill.
All right, so you're just very put off by the Bush family.
Oh, totally, Phil. We were nauseated, and still are, looking at him and his phony baloney act.
1-800-449-8686. We'll put Bobby and Steve on hold there for just a moment. Bobby and Steve, President and Vice President of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, talking about President Bush and his family, not from the standpoint, perhaps, that some people responded to them, which is feeling they're very genuine. Ms. Dooley and her husband, Steve, are Democrats. They support John Kerry, and they feel that President Bush has, from the very beginning of this convention, the beginning of his speech, been lying through his teeth, and that his daughters were completely inappropriate in their dress and in their manner. And they found the entire Bush family to be thoroughly physically nauseating to look at. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. Now, here are the daughters. Is that... There they are again, and that's Jenna wearing a very nice black dress. And Barbara's the dark-haired girl. She's wearing a... All right, it's hugging a little bit, but it's a nice dress. And the president and his father. 1-800-449-8686. Did you find President Bush's speech this evening at the convention as disgusting and as nauseating and as filled with lies as Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association have? 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. Phil Hendry Show is back.
Oh, my God.
1-800-449-8686.
On the line, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about President Bush's speech this evening in front of the convention. Also, Zell Miller. Both of you are Democrats, and I know you're going to be voting for Kerry. I want you to hear this comment from a top Kerry campaign official. When asked by a reporter about Cheney and Zell Miller referring to this election as very historic, This Kerry campaign spokesman said, no, we don't really see it that way. We just think it's a regular election. Do you guys agree?
Oh, I totally agree. The Bush campaign is making this election out to be some big deal because in some ways one gets the sense that the Republicans want to see George Bush's face on Mount Rushmore. This is not the case. This is an election like any other election. George Bush is disgusting. I just, if you saw Phil, the two daughters were out there again. Just,
I saw them again.
The two daughters were out there again, dressed, I thought, inappropriately.
What were they wearing?
Well, they're wearing cocktail dresses. I just find the entire family, I can see right through them. You know, we have a wonderful family, Steve and I, three great sons. And when you have a decent family, you can see right through some of these families that are trying to present themselves as wholesome. But in point of fact, I don't think they have control over those girls. I think those girls, forgive me, I think they'll lift those skirts for anyone that comes along. I think.
All right, can we just stick to the politics, okay?
I think it's very important, though, Phil.
Now, let's stick to the politics. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley, Western States Homeowners Association, and avid Kerry supporters commenting on President Bush's speech this evening. Let's go to Tanya. Hello, Tanya. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, ma'am.
I just have a comment for the lady
mm-hmm.
who just called in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ma'am,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is the most awesome president.
Oh, my God.
That the good Lord above has, let me talk because you've already talked.
Oh, my God.
That the good Lord has blessed us with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have two daughters myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the dress codes now ain't nothing compared to the way it was when we was. If you're worried about what they were wearing, then
mm-hmm.
you should have turned off the TV.
Well, I'm worried about the children that are watching. And
the children are fine if there's parents
mm-hmm.
that know how to raise them up. You see, that's why God gave us George W. Bush, and that's why he gave us people on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
He created man
mm-hmm.
and woman
mm-hmm.
to take care of people like George W. Bush.
Well, Tanya, if I could say, God also gave us smallpox. So some of these things.
Well, what is that? What is
off
that?
The subject.
No,
ma'am. You're
look,
getting so off the subject.
I don't
the
want my children.
George W.
Mm-hmm,
Bush
mm-hmm.
came in
mm-hmm.
to office
mm.
in a shamble.
Well, I'd
and
like to say
he wasn't president, but maybe even hardly a month before we had to do something about 9/11.
Well,
and it was wartime, and the people who do not stand up for war and don't
mm-hmm.
understand
mm-hmm.
what is going on
mm-hmm.
needs to just turn off the tube.
Well,
and just close their mouth and just go on about their business.
I want to say that my children were watching when both of the Bush twins came out looking as if they were ready to hit senior frogs for the tequila competition contest.
Mm-hmm. And they said that put that in their mind?
Now,
I have a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Well, that's a good point. Can I jump in, Tanya? Tanya's saying, what did you say to your sons when they...
I said to them, look at they're dressed very slut-like.
See,
and I said,
there's no need in you making a rude comment like that.
I do not want my boys going out with girls that dress like
then you better
field
keep
sluts.
Them out inside because that's what the world's full of. That's why God told us in his word to always
be faithful to his word. What are you, the rainmaker or something? Good Lord, I think I'm listening to Elmer Gantry here. I'm trying to...
Hold on for a minute. I want to ask you a question. What do you mean that they were dressed like field sluts? For God's sake, I saw both of them. They were in very nice dresses. They were below the knee. Yesterday they were casual, but they were not inappropriate.
You're a man, Phil. I'm sure you appreciate seeing Jenna Bush showing her behind, as my friend Tanya might pronounce the word.
And there's no point in insulting this lady.
Well, she's on television showing her big butt.
But they're not running
her
the
big,
country.
Huge butt.
They're not running the country.
Oh, my God, yes, they are. That's the whole thing. They have their father wrapped around their finger. Don't you know about daughters and fathers?
Are you going to dress your kids when they get 20 years old? I don't think so.
I will not have them out in public with me dressed like field sluts.
You got sons, and I don't think
they're not sluts if they're boys.
Well, you know what? They are boys, but boys can be slut-like, too.
Well, whatever. Okay. Tanya, thank you for your call. Very
You're
good comments.
You're so welcome.
Tanya, I don't want you to go away thinking that I don't like you. I appreciate your comments.
Oh, hon, I'm praying for you that God will change your mind. God bless you. Have a good day. That's what's so great about this country.
I do not believe in God.
Well, okay. 1-800-449-8686. You do not believe in God?
No, I don't. And I'd like to say goodbye to Deacon Fryer. Oh, my God, Phil, are you...
Well, look, I'm just trying to get a consensus of opinion, different opinions here tonight. Let's go over to Joe. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. Kerry supporters from Western Estates. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, I'm in a rental car listening to the show, and I'd like to just tell this lady, don't be condescending and say, just listen to me, please.
Well, I am listening to you. I'm here for you.
Oh, you're saying,
I'm acknowledging
President,
that I'm hearing
President
you.
President Bush stands for what he stands for. He doesn't flip-flop. He's for the defense of this country. He's trying to recover an economy that was handed to him from the Democrats that was already in a recession, and then after the devastation of 9/11 and how it affected this economy, the man has done an awesome job. And for you to sit there and talk about his children like that is a political event, or for some reason that's a political platform, let's stick to the facts and grow up.
Well, I just want to say this. I think it's unusual for a father to allow his daughters out looking like that.
If you're a Democrat and a liberal, you support Hollywood. You support Hollywood and all the crap that goes on TV and all the crap that is on the movie theater. And you talk about two young ladies who dressed very appropriately.
I think they had their. And what do you mean crap in Hollywood? There are a great many. Yes, we support Hollywood for the things they've done for us, for the things they've done for you, and for the things that they've yet to do for us.
Hollywood hasn't done a darn thing for me, ma'am.
Well, if you don't watch television. Ooh,
no,
gotcha.
I don't watch the crap on TV.
How do you like me now? I will tell you this. I think President Bush was really disgusting. Why didn't he tell the truth?
All right, was it Bush that was disgusting or his daughters?
You don't have to raise your voice.
No, but that's where you go from Bush to the daughter.
The whole Bush package made me physically ill. There are my boys looking at these two women who are obviously there to try to get boys aroused. President Bush...
How can you say something so moronic?
Are you kidding me? Why else does he have the girls out there?
He's a family man.
Why were the Kerry children there? To arouse boys and girls?
If you've seen Senator Kerry's daughter, she is not... No, she's not attractive, and that's good. I'm glad that she's not.
So now we're going to put down how somebody looks.
No, I'm just saying that John Kerry's children are, they're not ugly, but they're plain looking. And they were out there to show that they loved their father. The Bush twins obviously have thrown back a shot glass of tequila or two.
All right, hold on for a minute. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley say President Bush and his family were disgusting. They're Kerry supporters. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hand me a sweat rag, will you?
Back with Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association, talking about the Bush speech tonight, and the general disgust that you and your husband feel with President Bush.
Phil, can I just jump in for a minute?
Go ahead.
You know, the way you say President Bush... It's as if you're trying to make yourself out to be you people try to make yourselves out to be the ones that love your country.
Well, let's remember, I'm a Democrat who's going to vote for Bush. When you say you people, there's a lot of different people that are going to vote for Bush. A lot of them Democrats.
Well, I love my country, too. Let's not make any mistake about it. And we support Senator Kerry because he will defend America. But we do need to check with certain people before we go about doing it. And
we need to check with certain people before we go about... All right, Ms. Dooley...
Well, don't be condescending, Phil. I'm talking about the Bush family lying. I'm talking... And I haven't even gotten to Laura Bush. she thinks she's so great. When you look at her, during her speech, she had the look on her face as if to say, aren't I something? Aren't I stuff?
I saw that too.
You know, my husband saw it too. And I said to Steve, I said, look at her. She thinks she's so wonderful. It really made me physically ill. I wanted to be sick at my stomach. And I had just had a beautiful apple pie that we had baked from our summer apples. And I'd had a slice a la mode. And I wanted to leave it.
I know this is emotional for you.
It's very emotional.
1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to another phone call here and talk to... I can't see... Yeah, I see it's Esty, but you know, it doesn't say line five. It just says... Well, I have to count down. Here it is. Esty, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Esty. Go ahead.
I'm calling to speak to the woman
mm-hmm.
who you're speaking to.
Mm-hmm. This is Bobby Dooley. Hi.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Bobby, before I even start,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to tell you that I am neither a Democrat or a Republican. I
mm-hmm.
vote my conscience depending on who is running.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
How do you vote in the primaries, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
How do you vote in primaries if you're an independent?
I vote in the primaries, normally Republican, but I have voted for Democratic presidents as well as, because I look at both sides.
You can vote in the primaries in your state even if you're an independent, huh?
Yes, you can.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
I
was listening to you on my way home,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I was so disgusted with listening to what you were saying about our president.
Disgusted with me?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to talk about being disgusted and nauseous?
I need to explain some things to you.
Wait, you had USA for the last hour.
You need a little explaining, too.
Okay.
I really...
Our president
mm-hmm.
had a very difficult decision to make. It was not easy for him to make that decision. Especially since it was... A lot of people were against it.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do what he felt was right to defend this country. And he did what he felt was right. For you to sit there and say that he nauseates you and he's disgusting and he lies and his children are sluts, his children were dressed fine.
No kidding. I mean, you're making all these comments about the man's family. Imagine if somebody said that about your family.
Oh, Phil, look, Esty knows what I'm talking about. Look at Laura Bush. She thinks she's so wonderful.
Oh, you know, you're a diehard Democrat
mm-hmm.
who's just going to be against the Bush family no matter what.
No, I really believe
you are
John
so
Kerry.
Wrong. Because you know what's going to happen if Kerry gets in?
Mm-hmm.
This is a man that has voted against the military. He was
he won the Congressional Medal of Honor.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He won a Bronze Star.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know the difference.
You don't know the difference? Well, the Congressional Medal of Honor is huge. In fact, most of the guys that win that are dead.
Yeah.
Well, my understanding is he won the Congressional Medal.
That's what I heard, too.
No, he did not. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Okay,
well,
Bob Kerry did, the guy from Nebraska.
See, Esty didn't know that.
Well, neither did you.
He won the bronze,
the bronze
medal, and according to him, a Purple Heart. Okay? But
mm-hmm.
this man, he has been a war protester.
Mm-hmm.
He has voted down every military plane that we need for war to defend ourselves.
He has
voted against all these things, and if he gets in office, I want to tell you something.
Is your last name Lauder?
This country is going to be in a lot of trouble, because 9/11 is going to be nothing compared to what's going to happen
to
this
country. That's the kind of fear-mongering that George Bush is doing.
No, it has nothing to do with George Bush.
His daughter's getting out there in G-strings, his wife thinking she's so special.
Where are you getting this stuff?
Yeah,
I am a mother of three sons.
I'm the mother of two daughters and a son.
Well, you come
those
from
are
very wealthy.
Children, I don't know what your boys are like.
You come from a wealthy family.
I do not come from a wealthy family.
Didn't you say you're Esty Lauder?
No, I did not say I was Esty Lauder. I wish I was, but no, I'm not.
You said your name is Esty.
That doesn't mean she's Esty Lauder.
I'm in a little house.
Well, I don't know why I'm talking to you then, because my understanding was...
Because I have every right to talk to you just like you're talking to people of America.
I'm
calling your president disgusting.
I wanted to be physically... I had cooked a beautiful summer apple pie, and I left it in a toilet.
Well, you shouldn't have been watching then. All right, you shouldn't have watched the Republican convention.
My God, I didn't know the Republican convention was going to make me want to heave my guts loose.
Oh, please.
You know,
something is wrong with you.
Something's wrong with me.
What is so disgusting about a man standing there with his family, talking about defending the country?
There's something about him. It's shifty. I don't know. And Laura Bush thinks she's so great. Oh, my God. Did you see her? Teresa Hines has class.
I thought Laura Bush was very sincere, actually.
Laura Bush was very sincere. She comes across, the woman's a former teacher. She is a...
Yeah, well, that's what she tells you, you know.
Oh, please. You know, according to you, everything that's out of their mouths is lies, and that's not true.
Can I ask you a question, then? You're a mother. Where do two young girls like that, from a seemingly classy mother, where do they learn to dress like a couple of Kansas City whores?
They were not
dressed
like whores. They were dressed like regular teenagers. That's why I said, I don't know what your boys are like. But you must keep them in a bubble.
I beg your pardon. My boys are my boys are gentlemen. And I can tell you, when I see two girls dressed like Third and Folsom whores,
will you cut? Why do you keep saying that?
They were not dressed like whores. They were dressed.
Well, where do they learn that?
They look. I thought they were nicely groomed. They look beautiful. They've grown into womanhood rather nicely, as a matter of fact. And
do you hear your voice, Phil? Do you hear what you're saying?
What?
They've grown into womanhood very nicely. You're talking about breasts. You're talking...
Good God!
You know...
A couple of 42nd Street hookers, and that mother of theirs thinks she's so great.
All right,
she's just unrealistic.
Thank you,
Brent.
No, I'm not. I'm going to vote for John Kerry.
We know what you're going to
vote. Well, you can vote for whoever you want to vote for.
Thank you for your call.
I'm going to vote for John Kerry. You know why? Because he'll defend the country without ignoring the Russians or the Germans.
He will defend this country right into war, honey.
Yeah, yeah. Let's check with the Russians and the Germans before we go out and help our... This is our country. This isn't Russia or Germany. We do what we need to do to protect ourselves.
Do you hear how warmongering you are? Do you hear how disgusting you are? You make me want to vomit the same way Laura Bush, who thinks she's so great.
Well, you better take your whole family and put them in a little bubble, honey.
Estee, thank you for your call.
And you're not Estee Lauder.
No, it ain't Estee Lauder. And still, you got to talk to her. 1-800-449-8686. This is David. Go ahead, David.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, listen. I think this lady's a bit of a hypocrite, son. She talks about how provocative the Bush girls are dressing, and yet she supports the Hollywood left and all the crap they put on television.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to. I think there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful programming on television. Well, do you disagree that we have the Discovery Channel, we have the Learning Channel, we have the History Channel, we have great news channels, and there is just a hint of adult erotica.
How would you know that?
Because I'm an adult. Because I'm an adult. Well, I'm an adult, and I certainly don't recommend it for my children. Perhaps
well,
you do, but I don't.
Well, how do you know I do?
Well, I don't know, but you're accusing me of that.
Well, you just said I was.
Well, are you?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Do you?
I do not watch that. I'm leaving my grandchildren.
Grandchildren?
They can choose what they watch on television.
Well, what are they watching?
Well, mostly they're watching...
you don't know, do you?
Yes, I do.
You don't really know because you're not paying attention. I know what my boys watch. You know what? Laura Bush thinks she's so great with her two daughters that are dressed like 42nd Street.
You've already gone through that.
Meanwhile, I'm talking to a man
here. What's wrong with Laura Bush?
Laura Bush is fine. I just wish she wouldn't come off so haughty.
Look at me. That's your opinion, ma'am.
Well, no, it isn't my... Ask a woman. She knows. When you look at Laura Bush... Ask any
woman.
Yeah, the next time you're talking to a woman, ask her. Laura Bush is a woman who looks into the camera with the attitude of, I'm married to the president and you're not. And I can't I want to take my... Oh, God, I
have a little sense of pride in that.
David, are you eating? Because it sounds like you've got a ball of dough in your mouth.
You got a little bit of a phone problem there, David, but...
No, it sounds like he's just shoved it with the heel of his hand at the time.
Whatever.
Good God.
You don't let me run the show.
Is he in a fishbowl?
Guy sounded like he shoved a cruller into his mouth with the heel of his hand.
David, one question for you. Is it jelly flavored? Oh, my God.
All right, let's get back, and then I'm going to wrap up here. The final few seconds of our comments, I will leave to you, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley.
Well, I just think Laura Bush thinks she's so special. She looks at the camera like, aren't I great? I'm married to a president. And the Bush twins think they're so great. And when you looked at President Bush tonight, he looked into the camera as if to say, I'm so special, I'm president, and you're not. And I think he's selfish, and I think he's just rude, and I don't like stuck-up people.
Me too.
We got to get going, Phil, because we're meeting our kids We are getting together over at Baker Square. Some of the football players want to see me in my new capris. So, if you need me for anything else?
No, that's your theme music.
Okay, goodbye, everybody, from Western States. This is Bobby.
And this is Steve.
Dooley. I'm sorry, I have to be ill, Phil.
From what?
I'm just thinking about Laura Bush, thinking how great she is. Hold on for a minute.
Is that you, Steve?
No, that's my wife.
That's better.
Hey, Bobby, what's coming up? Is it jelly-flavored?
Oh, damn you.
Bobby and Steve Dooley there. Did you ever in your life hear 45 minutes or more swill? Basically, you boil down everything they said in the last 45 minutes to this. Laura Bush thinks she's so great because she's married to the president, and the president thinks he's so great because he's president. And that's basically, well, I dare say, in many quarters, that's probably the entire Democratic Party pitch this year. That's why I say, Democrats, and I'm one of them, we got to get something else to stand for other than being against Bush. I mean, that's really kind of what, that's the platform Kerry's running on. Vote for me because Laura and George are stuck up. Maybe if they were running for, like, senior class president, I'd, it's a platform. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We have Bob Green, a businessman who's trying to get his family to Florida to Disney World for a vacation, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen with the hurricanes. A gentleman by the name of Don Parsley will tell us his story coming up. The Steve Bozell for President t-shirts are available on our website, www.philhenryshow.com. And very important, our show on Labor Day, the top 100 calls of the year, Labor Day night. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. The Phil Henry Show is back.
On our show yesterday was Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with parents dropping their kids off at school. He says that more and more parents in SUVs dropping off kids just causing congestion, traffic congestion everywhere. And he and the Citizens Auxiliary Police are going to put an end to it. You may not drop your kid off at school if you live closer than 5 miles in. Get your fat, butted kid on a bicycle.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
How can you ask a child to ride a bike 5 miles to school and back? That's 10 miles. And
well,
what age are you talking about? What
We're talking about kids in grade school, middle school. I'm not talking about preschoolers or kindergartners. I understand that. But, again, you have to understand, you and I, Iona, we're old and fat or whatever. And so we think about riding a bike. We just as soon have our eyes taken out with a grapefruit spoon, you know.
You're talking 5 miles. How much 5 miles?
How
many miles do you ride on a bike?
To you, that's a long way. To a child, that's nothing. Because they've got great health, great cardiovascular health, good hearts, good lungs, great musculature. So I think what we have to do is remember that we spent a lot of time sitting on our fat butts. Kids just still got some good health going on, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Maybe you ought to be the one riding the bike to work and back.
No, I'm fine. I'm simply trying to. Do you even have kids? I mean, who am I talking to?
Yes, I do have kids.
What is your name?
And I cannot believe that you are asking them to ride a bike 5 miles back and forth to school.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you read the newspaper, but we do have an overweight issue with kids in this country. Putting a kid on a bike, having to go 5 miles, working some of the fat off that. Parents like yourself, I don't mean disrespect, you stuck a lot of fat on that kid's ass. How's about if we burn it off?
Could you watch your language a little bit?
I'm sorry?
Could you watch the ASS?
I'm terribly sorry. Again?
This ASS is just fine.
Well,
he's a perfect figure, okay? But I tell you what, I cannot. No, I'm just asking other parents, just other parents, not just myself. I cannot understand that you're asking children to ride their bike to school back for whether in the winter, in the summer, in the heat, in rain, in snow, in God knows what.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you right now, what part of country you live in?
I live in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, a lot of snow down there.
Jesus.
What are you talking
about? This is the whole
snow.
Country listening, okay?
Come on.
The whole country
let's get real. Let's get real here. They could put on their slickers. You ever heard of a raincoat?
I don't believe you.
It's ridiculous.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me. I'm talking about...
I can't believe that you even say that you're in law enforcement. You're not even a policeman.
Phil, understand that. I'm talking about kids riding their bikes.
Why are you?
I got these mothers calling in and saying that they don't even believe I'm asking kids to ride their bikes. That's where we're at in this country.
You are a Burger King cop, okay? And that's what you ought to do is control traffic in Burger King.
She's out of time.
People quit eating so much,
you
want to
know. You spend a lot of time at Burger King. I guess you know what they look like, huh? Get the French fries out of your diet. Why don't you get the French fries out of your diet?
All right.
Ladies like this, she's going to be sitting in line dropping her kid off. Her foot slips off the brake. She kills somebody else's kid, and she goes, oh, gee, excuse me, I was reaching for the supersize.
And how many children do you think are going to get hurt riding their bikes back to school?
Hey, kids used to ride their bikes to school. I don't know where you've been. Maybe, who took you to school? Did you take the bus?
I walked to school.
You walked? Oh.
Yes.
Well, what
I
happened?
Only walked.
What happened? You're at Burger King now.
All right, okay, look.
She used to walk to school. Now she's living her life inside of a supersized box. Good God.
Phil Hendry Show.
What'd you plot down my comedy gold for, dude? Lay that on me.
Show.
That's it.
Comedy gold.
All right, Chris. You're learning. So there he is, Jay Sattis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. John Kerry is responding to the Republican convention now. He said, I have four words for the president's speech, all hat, no cattle. It's pretty funny. And then he said that, America, this is your wake-up call. He said, now that the conventions are over, John Kerry said, America, this is your wake-up call. Okay. What's that mean? Everybody go out and vote for Bush? Coming up tonight, we have Don Parsley and Bob Green, two gentlemen with two very different but very compelling stories. Yeah, right. Also, Steve Bozell for President T-shirts available on our website at www.philhenryshow.com. If you're disgusted with both candidates, if you want to vomit the way Bobby does for both candidates, get a Steve Bozell for President shirt. And on Monday night, the top 100 calls of the year. Tomorrow night, maybe Ted Bell. Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
We've been talking politics. We want to shift a little bit into the politics with a small p, the politics of a family. Mr. Robert Green joins us. And Mr. Green, how are you, sir?
I'm doing a little bit better, Phil. Thank you.
Mr. Green, I know that you are a businessman. You're a grocer, correct?
I'm CEO of a chain of three grocery stores in Southern California. Yes, sir. Fraser Foods.
All right. Tell me, you were planning a vacation with your family to Florida, and the reason why we're having you on and hearing what you have to say, Florida tonight is under another hurricane warning. Hurricane what? It's not more than a warning or a watch. I mean, it's an eventual onslaught of a very serious hurricane, Hurricane Frances, which could have winds stronger than Hurricane Andrew in 92. We know what devastation that caused. You were planning a family vacation to Florida, right?
We were planning a vacation to Disney World in the Orlando region, and the news about the hurricane has hit, and while I feel for the people of Florida, I wanted to speak to you and other members of the press about one family story, saving money for the entire year so that we could take our children on a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and now it's essentially off.
Now, you live in California. Why not go to Disneyland?
Well, Disneyland is the children have been to Disneyland a couple of times, but we wanted to take them to Disney World because it's if you've been there, and I know you have, Phil, it's much different, much bigger, Epcot, MGM Studios, and the hotels, and just so much to see and do, and certainly a place that is, as an amusement park, I guess, is bigger than anything my kids have been to, and now we can't do it. And my question is more, I guess, rhetorical, or maybe you can answer it. I asked a couple of reporters that I talked to today. The people of Florida, for whatever reason, have chosen to be so selfish that here comes a hurricane in their state, ruining the vacation of a family. And there are many families like mine. I'm not just speaking for my own family. You know,
why do you call the people of Florida selfish?
Walt Disney was a good businessman, or so they told me, but and I don't mean any disrespect to the Disney family, but I have to say that Mr. Disney must have been pretty stupid to build Disney World in Florida. And I also wonder if any of your listeners who are Jewish feel the same way I do, that Walt Disney, who it was reported was an anti-Semite, built an amusement park in the stupidest place that you could build it, in the middle of Florida, where in the summertime, obviously, hurricanes come.
All right, now you hold on for a minute, okay? Mr. Green?
I can barely hear you, Phil, because we're in the middle of traffic.
Could you hold on for a minute?
Yeah.
Because you said a mouthful there. You're calling the people of Florida selfish, Walt Disney stupid.
I don't want to characterize people, but this is a grave disappointment for a family that saved money for an entire year, only to have, and now what's happening, the media is all worried about the people of Florida and what's going to happen to them.
Well, everybody is worried about the people of Florida and what will happen to them, because this is a big hurricane. You don't deny that there is some serious consequences to hurricanes, the loss of life, the loss of property.
I do not deny that at all, no.
Then how could one family's concern about a vacation possibly compare to something like that?
I'm not saying that there won't be... Look, everybody knows that if you do things properly, you're not going to get hurt in a hurricane. And if you protect your home properly, you can leave it well protected, leave the area, and come back after the hurricane has passed. But nobody will ever be able to retrieve for my children the week vacation we plan to have at Disney World. And this man, Walt Disney, and the people of Florida, being so utterly, I won't use the word stupid, let's just say that they were so utterly unconscious that they decided to put an amusement park in Florida where in the summer, when most children have school off, hurricanes hit. And I will tell you that...
Why did you bring up Walt Disney's alleged anti-Semitism?
I am Jewish. And
no, I know you're Jewish, but what has that got to do with it?
Well, I just wonder if any of your other Jewish listeners feel the way I do, that this guy, Disney, must have been pretty stupid to...
Well, again, you didn't want to characterize him as stupid, but you're doing it.
Well, I think he must have been pretty stupid or pretty twisted and have a sick sense of humor to put up an amusement park in Florida.
All right, Robert Green, hold on, sir. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Robert Green, a businessman. We wanted to get him on the phone today. He was talking to reporters today about his family going to Disney World on a vacation. Now, they can't go because Disney World, along with all other amusements in Florida, obviously are going to be compromised to some degree. Whether they close Disney World, I don't know. The hurricane is headed for Florida. What part of it's going to affect is still up in the air. But Mr. Green has canceled his trip to Florida. You saved for an entire year?
This was about a year in the planning and a year in budgeting for this trip. And
what about another time of year?
Our children are in school the rest of the year. I only have certain days of the year that I'm willing to take as vacation time. In other words, we can't just sort of, we can't twist and shape our lives around everybody else. We have lives too. And the people down in Florida, everybody paying attention to them. Meanwhile, I've got three children between the ages of 8 and 11.
Hold on. What about next year? What about the following summer?
Well, I don't know if you have children, Mr. Henry.
I've got four of them.
All right, then you know what it's like telling kids, children, who to a child a year is an eternity, say, well, we'll go next year. They will scream and they will cry and they will cause a problem. And certainly we can consider that. But I have a right to be upset about these people in Florida and their hurricane and what this is doing to my family. And that's why I talked to the press and why I wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay, there are many different things at Disney World. I'm talking with Robert Green about this. Let me just play devil's advocate here, because it is Florida and you're traveling in the summer. Couldn't you have anticipated this kind of weather, sir?
Well, look, Mr. Henry, they haven't had hurricanes of this magnitude in Florida for 10 years. Additionally, you're taking the focus off of where it should be. This guy, Disney, builds an amusement park in Florida, the summer months are the only months when kids are out of school, and this guy is either so twisted or so stupid that he puts it smack in the middle of the worst state for weather in the summer, and now, because he was an anti-Semite, or because I'm just, I can tell you I'm very angry tonight.
But I cannot tell what the focus of your anger is, sir. And
well, I don't know what the focus of my, I'm just angry. I'm angry.
Are you angry at the people of the state of Florida? Are you?
I think they're culpable, yes, sir.
Are you angry at Walt Disney?
I think his planning, yes, sir. And the Disney Corporation, yes, sir. For one solid year, I had three of my kids screaming and yelling about they want to go to Disney World. I said to them, we can go to Disneyland. They've been to Disneyland, we're going to Disney World. So we planned for it, and now here comes a hurricane. And I can tell you someone is going to pay. I don't know who. For me...
All right, well, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show, because you sound a little at a loss for words. And I...
Well, no, just for me, I would like to hear from someone in charge down there where they think they get off with their state and its lousy weather promoting how great it is. That's what I want to say, more than anything else.
Well, Florida's the Sunshine State.
Well, that's a joke. For 1 year, I got these kids screaming and yelling, and Florida's a sunshine
state. Florida is a sunshine state. They have an enormous amount of people that visit that state every year for vacationing. I lived in Miami as well as Orlando for many years. Miami's gorgeous in the wintertime.
Yeah, but Miami is not. I'm not going to Miami. I'm going to Orlando. Orlando is where I wouldn't go to Miami. I don't think Miami is a kid's town. I think it's more of an adult town.
Well, you may be right about that. But it's certainly, what I'm trying to say to you is there are some very beautiful weather months down there.
Well, I just heard you talking last hour about how you had rain pouring on you in your car.
And because I was too stupid. I had a car that had holes in the roof. Okay.
Yeah, but how often does it rain down? It rains all the time. And yet every time I pick up a brochure about Florida, come on down, this and that, this and that. I'll tell you tonight, Mr. Henry, I'm hurt. I'm hurt on behalf of my children. I'm hurt on behalf of my wife. I'm hurt on behalf of my family. And all the officials in the state of Florida and anybody else down there who has been responsible for talking about how great it is down there with the weather, I can tell you right now, man, I'm... Oh, boy.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Florida, is it all that great weather-wise? We've had two huge tornadoes, or hurricanes, rather, tearing through the state this summer. There's a lot of amusement parks down there, a lot of places to vacation and to recreate. And this man is upset because his family planned a trip to Disney World, which has been canceled. He feels that the people that run the tourism board, if you will, or the Department of Tourism in Florida have a lot to answer for. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with Mr. Robert Greene. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Mr. Robert Greene. He's a man who wanted to take his family to Disney World. Obviously, that trip is off. Hurricane Francis is closing in. We're getting word now that it's not if, it's when. It could be, and this is really scary. It could be twice the size of Hurricane Andrew, Mr. Greene. You understand what we're dealing with here. You've characterized the people of Florida as selfish.
Well, I don't want to sound as if I'm uncompassionate.
Well, you've said Walt Disney was stupid for putting an amusement park there. Now, I have some phone calls I want to go to.
I just want to make a statement, Mr. Henry, because I think you've unfairly characterized me. Let me say to you, this is about children. My children have wanted to see Disney World. And it's also about a man who at one time in his life, not too long ago, wanted to go to Disney World himself. And you can call it silly. But I wanted to go and I wanted to have a picture of myself with Mickey Mouse and all of these people. Now I don't get to do that. Now, you're telling me about the people of Florida. It's a hurricane. You can lock the door, get in your car, and leave. You come back, and you sweep up. And
this is going to be twice the size of Hurricane Andrew.
Oh, well, you know what? Yeah, okay, whatever you say.
Well, do you not believe that?
Look, you know, they say a lot of stuff so they can increase, what do they call in your business, ratings. They want to get ratings, so they'll say it's... If they could get people to watch, they'd say Godzilla's coming out of the Atlantic Ocean and is going to eat Miami. You know? So, it's very difficult for me to start feeling for a bunch of people that live down in... I'm sorry, I'm really angry.
All right, hold on. I'm going to take a call here. Let's go over to a lady calling here. This is Susan. Hi, Susan. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene.
How you doing, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Good, because I'm on my cell phone, so I don't know how the reception is going to be.
Let me tell
this gentleman a thing or two on the telephone. First of all,
yeah.
I don't even realize where your station is or where he lives in relation
I live
to
in,
the.
I live in Buena Park, California, but we were on our way to Disney World for the vacation
kids. I'm glad you don't live on the East Coast. I'll tell you that right now because
I am too.
Well, I'm glad that I'm not going to have to ride out a hurricane with someone as ignorant as yourself. I mean,
ignorant.
Yes.
Well, what do you?
Have you ever been in a hurricane?
Ma'am, can I say this?
Have you ever?
No, that's like asking, have you ever had a finger chopped off? No, I try to avoid those things.
Well, so do we. But we happen to choose to live on the East Coast, so now you're blaming everybody in Florida.
Well, what are you people doing?
Mother Nature is sending her wrath. I mean,
well, what is it with you people?
Get your priorities a little bit straightened out in your life.
Well, let me ask you this: you build an amusement park, and you say, "Come on down," and then you go, "Ha ha."
That doesn't have anything to do with what.
And then you think it's funny. Then you think it's funny when our kid's vacation gets washed out.
Well, you're crying about your kids not being able to go on vacation.
Right.
Excuse me, but there's going to be plenty more years with your kids to go on vacation. What about the people's lives that are in danger here in Florida and Georgia and South Carolina? Those people might not even be here in the next couple of days.
Look, ma'am, all I'm saying is I think it's a very peculiar way to get your kicks, building up an amusement park in a place where there's hurricanes. Why build an amusement park in a place where there's hurricanes? Answer me that question.
California gets hurricanes. California gets bad weather.
Ma'am, California does not get hurricanes. You're calling me stupid.
Oh,
no,
baby.
No.
There's no hurricanes in California.
You need to watch the weather.
There was a hurricane,
a tropical storm right off the coast of your state.
Let me say this,
today.
Susan. Hey, Susan, this is Phil Henry. There are tropical storms down in Mexico, and we do get some of the muggy weather from that. We don't get hurricanes here so much as we get bad rainstorms, but we do get earthquakes.
Yeah, there you go. Have you ever been in an earthquake? That'll scare five shades of crap right out of you. And my family,
in South Carolina I live, we do get tremors from earth. We do live on an earthquake fault. No, we've not had earthquakes.
I'm not talking about a teacup falling off a shelf. I'm talking about your whole house coming down around you. Now,
well, you're crying about your kids being on vacation. You have no consideration for what these people are about to experience.
That's a good point.
All you're worried about is yourself and your family and the fact that you stay for a year. Well, you know what? What you should do if you were a good... Maybe you are a good person, but if you had the mindset, you should sit your kids down and explain to them that some things are out of your control and that, you know, there'll be other vacations and send that money to the Red Cross for these people that aren't going to have a house.
20 years ago, I was a young man, and I dreamed about having my picture taken in front of the Magic Castle and everything else. So,
Everybody has dreams. But you're being so asinine about the whole thing. You're like, oh, well, blame Florida, blame the tourism.
Well, I think it's a sick sense of humor that puts an amusement park in Hurricane Alley. That's all.
All right, look, hey, Susan, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Moving over here to Trudy. Go ahead, Trudy. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene.
Yes, I just don't understand you, sir. And I understand
What would you like me to explain?
Well, you don't have to explain yourself, but what's ridiculous about it is no one can change what's going on about the rain or the weather. Who can change that? Who can fix that?
They're always making up, you know, hey, look at us, we got a hurricane, hey, what about me?
What about you? You got children that want to go.
For a solid year, my kids and I planned a vacation to Walt Disney World where they have all this stuff that we wanted to see.
So, you can see it. It doesn't mean... You said your children are under 11 or...
No, my children are 8, 10 and 12.
And they have a lifetime to see that. It 1 year doesn't make a
difference. Do you have kids, Trudy? Do you have kids?
I have five grown
children. All right,
then
you know that 1 year in the life of a kid, they're going to scream and yell. I got to listen to that for a year.
What's wrong with that, sir? What's wrong with them screaming and yelling?
Because I got to listen to it?
No,
how about that?
Your kids are going to be disappointed.
How do you like me now on that one? My kids screamed and cried about this. Look, I understand. But those people down in Florida, yakking about how great their state is.
It is a great state.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's real great. It's so great that a vacation we planned for, and then all of a sudden they throw a hurricane at me.
Who threw a hurricane at you? The people didn't
do it. All those people in Florida.
It's the weather.
The weather did it.
You can't change the
weather. Well, the people of Florida knew it was going to happen.
How do they know?
Do they live there? Sir, you are
younger than your children.
Ma'am,
this is immature.
Do they live there or not? Do they know that hurricanes are there?
You don't
or not?
Know what day. People are down there every day of the year.
How come they say hurricane season is July through November?
Well, so they, but it doesn't mean every day the hurricane.
Then why did you plan going there for
that? Yeah, now. Why did you plan it then?
All right, because I believe those liars in Florida who said their weather's so great.
What, sir? That doesn't. No, what?
They lie to their crooked teeth down there.
Your children do not want to go to Florida in a hurricane.
Trudy, you can talk all you want. The people of Florida are lying through their yellow crooked teeth.
And who cares anything about a picture with Walt Disney when there's a hurricane going on? Who cannot explain
that? That happens to be a fond dream of mine. Are you mocking my dreams now?
Know what, sir? You are funny.
All right.
You are ridiculous. This is not real.
Trudy, thank you.
You ought to be shaming yourself. Bye.
You know something? I would almost agree with the lady.
Well, sir, you can talk to my children, who have been very disappointed by this.
Mr. Robert Green, on his way to Disney World, can't go now because of the hurricane. And while he says the people of Florida will survive, a family's vacation has been ruined by a state that doesn't tell you how crappy the weather can be. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me...
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm back with Robert Green, a businessman from the California area who is on his way to Florida with his kids, three kids. And how many kids? You got three, sir?
I got three, yeah.
Boys, girls?
My two eldest are boys. My youngest is a girl. And we actually have a baby on the way. So we're very happy. And it was something we're looking forward to.
Tell me, before we go to another call, this is a personal disappointment for you, not being able to go to Disney World, because you wanted to go and get a picture of you with Mickey Mouse.
Well, it sounds a little silly, but it was, you got to understand, I've been a big Walt Disney fan. I've had a love-hate relationship with Walt Disney. I am Jewish, and I heard that he was anti-Semitic, so that makes me not like him, but the part of me that likes him is the fact that he made Disney World, and... I had talked to Mr. Rosamond in the press relations department there, and he assured me that once we arrived at Disney World, that I would be able to have my picture taken with Chip and Dale and these. So this is a personal disappointment, and it may sound silly to some people, but personally I don't care what people think. I care about my family. And I'd like to ask your audience, if they're laughing right now, how many of them out there have their pictures with the various Disney characters?
All right, and your kids too?
My kids, but you know, adults can do it too. It's not just about kids. And the idea that, if you think that's funny...
No, I don't think it's funny. I'm just asking if the kids are involved. 1-800-449-8686, Robert Green's family going to Disney World. You blame the people of Florida. Kelly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
When I first started listening, I was really upset, and I couldn't understand where your head was. And the more that I sit and listen, I think that you're talking about your children and how your children are yelling and screaming because they don't get to do this. And I thought, you know, maybe you should sit your kids down in front of the TV when all this aftermath is being televised and explain to them what's happening, what has happened. But actually, after listening to you talking about how you don't want to listen to them yell and scream for another year, I'm thinking maybe you should do what we all do with our kids and parent them.
You let them know this is the way it is, this is the way it's going to be, and if things are different next year, then we'll go next year. Let's go to the beach.
Well, I mean, with all due respect, I know how to raise kids, ma'am. It's not about that. It's the fact that
Well, then what the lady is saying makes sense. Just sit down with them.
Well, I was looking forward to it, too.
You are an adult. You know what? I have had to disappoint my daughter several times in her 17 years because of circumstances out of my control. I'm 43 years old. I've never been to Disneyland. I've never been to Disney World. You know what? That's just the way it is. I'm just doing what I need to do to be a parent.
So my feelings don't count. That's what you're
I'm
saying.
I'm not saying your feelings count, but your feelings are for yourself and your vacation instead of the devastation that these people are going to be experiencing in the next few days.
That's such a great point, Kelly. And Bob,
You're giving this lady accolades for great points. Can I make a point myself?
What?
Nobody will listen to what I'm trying to say when I say, why do these people think it's funny that they build an amusement park in the middle of a hurricane?
You know what? See, that's what I'm saying.
See, nobody will listen. Nobody will address that. Listen to this.
We have a place in Seattle called the Seattle Center, and it's an amusement parky kind of place.
Well, then
apparently it doesn't exist.
We
had a tornado in Washington State last summer. I don't know if you heard about it, but I don't.
Not really.
Okay, well, maybe you should turn on your TV and find out a little bit more about what's going on.
I do watch TV. That didn't quite make the headline on CNN. That's all I'm telling you.
All right. I've heard about the tornado, Kelly. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, what it's saying is, people that built this little Seattle Center place thought it was hilarious when there was a tornado and people had to cancel their vacations. Or how about when we got snow and people got snowed in and they couldn't do anything because snow is crippling to people in Washington State.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Nobody's coming from Japan to go to the Seattle, whatever you call it. But people come from all over the world to see Disney World, and Disney, because he's got a sick sense of humor, stuck it right in the middle of a place where they got hurricanes blowing people, cars, and freeways away.
Let me make you a perfect point about people coming from Japan.
That's the sick, twisted guy that he was.
After 9/11, and they didn't play baseball games for a while, we have a very famous Japanese baseball player on our team.
Are you still going on about Seattle? She's still talking about Seattle.
Yes.
The lady's talking about, yeah.
Yes, because
I'm talking about me. No,
excuse me. May I finish my point?
I'm trying to talk about me and the most famous amusement park.
Let the lady finish.
You know what? I know you want to talk about you, and that seems to be your entire problem, okay? When 9/11 happened and nobody could go to the Empire State Building and people from Japan couldn't come to Washington to see their favorite first baseman, right fielder, whatever, play baseball. Who was that? A sick and twisted joke that everybody was laughing about?
Nobody.
You are
planned
so
out to have some Jap plan for the Mariners for 30 years. But some guy went down to Florida, planned out an amusement park, and knew that for hundreds of years hurricanes have hit Florida.
Have you ever had a plan change?
Ma'am, look at Seattle and Japan and baseball. What has that got to do with me? We're talking about my family.
Okay, all right. Can I ask you, she was simply saying,
if I could interject.
Sure.
We're talking about the vagaries, Mr. Green, of life, the best laid plans, as Shakespeare said. And
you want to impress everybody with your talk show. You're trying to quote Shakespeare and everything.
I'm not impressing anybody, sir. I'm just saying that sometimes things in life happen that we can't plan out.
Do they know that hurricanes happen in Florida? Do they know that hurricanes happen in Florida?
Yes.
Then why did the sick bastards down there say, come on down to Florida, and then all of a sudden a hurricane?
So in other words, the people of Florida who depend heavily on the tourist dollar, billions of dollars they depend on to fund all kinds of things there, they just get a kick out of the fact that you drove down there and then a hurricane hit.
Is this lady unwrapping a candy bar or something?
No, I'm getting out of my car. You know, Phil, I just have one thing to say to you.
What's the most extreme ride at your amusement park? Tilt-A-Whirl?
Phil?
We're talking about lives that have been affected by thousands and thousands of hurricanes, and this sick bastard Disney.
Will you just dock it? Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Phil,
yeah.
I'd just like to say to you, this is my first time listening to your show. I absolutely love it, and good luck to you with the people that you
have called.
I think that this gentleman is...
Don't talk about me like I'm not here. What I'm trying to say is I'm a family man, and my kids, I can listen to them scream for a year.
Well, you know what?
And this lady's trying to tell me how to be a father, and in the meantime, she's talking about tilt-a-whirls and some Jap playing baseball for the Mariners.
Oh,
I'm talking...
Would you watch the Jap stuff?
Wow.
What? What did I say?
You know what?
What did I say? I said Jap.
And you know what?
Who's the guy up in America? I know who the guy is. He's that Mutsiozzo guy. He's a center fielder, right?
No, who's the Japanese cat for the Mariners, Mark?
That's not who it is. You know what?
Suzuki?
His name's Kawasaki,
no,
ain't it?
No.
Anyway, that's what they say. Got on his bicycle for that one.
You know?
But you know something like Yamaha, isn't that it?
Will you knock it off?
Why don't you stop having children? Because you are ruining the world with children.
Oh, that's what I'm doing. I'm the one that's lying to everybody and saying, come down to Disney World, you lying. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. You know, I don't like women that laugh because that means...
Yeah, I don't think you like women or Japanese people from Florida. I don't know.
You know something? You're laughing at me, though, and...
You know what? You're ridiculous. Okay,
ma'am,
you're ridiculous because your kids are going to scream because you can't go on.
I hope Seattle gets hit by the first ICBM missile out of Korea.
Oh, be careful.
Oh, man, what a... I thank you for your call, ma'am. Mr. Green, that was uncalled for.
He's laughing at me.
What do you mean you hope it gets hit by an ICBM missile?
Didn't they say the Koreans had missiles that reached the West Coast?
I don't...
Didn't they say that?
I don't know.
They say that the Koreans got missiles that can reach the West Coast. So I hope if they ever launch one, Seattle gets hit first.
What a sick bastard you are, man. I mean...
Did you call me a bastard?
Yes, sir. You called Walt Disney a bastard. You said he had no sense of humor or he was sick and twisted. You've been talking about your vacation to Florida being screwed up by a hurricane because the people of Florida get their giggles inviting people down there. Good Lord, buddy. If only you knew how much they depend on the tourist dollar in that part of the world. Let me go over to another phone call here. Rebecca, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi,
yes,
my name is Rebecca, and I'm actually a Florida resident, and I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia, because I've evacuated because of Hurricane Francis, and just got through going through Hurricane Charlie.
You just evacuated?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes, she's evacuated, yeah.
In what way?
I'm in my car with half of my...
Oh, all right, I'm sorry, okay, all right.
Because the hurricane is 85 miles wide. And
yeah, man. Hey, Rebecca, where is it expected to make landfall? Do you know? Have you heard?
Originally, it was going to hit Brevard County. It looks like it's going to hit St. Lucie County, and the East Coast.
That's up the Central Coast, right?
Right, and then it's going to head straight to Disney.
So it's going right across Central Florida.
That's its projected path at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I mean, and we can't go to the...
You
see what I'm saying?
I understand, and I realize that a lot of people have been attacking you, and I used to work for Walt Disney World also.
Thank you.
So I do feel badly that your vacation has, you know, been kind of put off, but
it's been effed up, if you want to use the...
All right. Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
I don't understand why you're planning a vacation to Walt Disney World if you feel so strongly against Walt Disney.
I love him, but I also... It just makes me mad that he put it... Why couldn't he have put it in California?
He put Disneyland here.
Disneyland is in California.
Yeah, but the good one is Disney World, and it's down in a part of the world where they got more hurricanes and monsoons than Vietnam. You might as well be in Vietnam when you're in Central Florida in the summertime. I spent 2 years in the United States Army in the construction, actually the Army Corps of Engineers working with the Seabees and the Navy, and we were in Vietnam after the war trying to resurrect old wrecks and trying to defuse a lot of mines that were out there. I swear to God, I might as well have been in Kissimmee.
And I'm sure that all of the other Americans that are listening will appreciate the fact that you served our country.
Thank you.
But as someone who went through Hurricane Charlie less than 3 weeks ago...
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, it's hard.
God bless you.
I understand that your vacation has been put off and you're...
Well, I appreciate it.
Because Walt Disney World is built in Florida, but... Disney chose Florida because of the land.
Well, there's a lot of land available. Yeah, it was land that was available at a good price.
Well, look, I just want to say to Rebecca, I appreciate what she's saying, and I hope her family is safe. And,
evacuate by myself, and I went through Hurricane Charlie by myself.
Well, you know, a beautiful young lady like you ought to have some guy carrying you across the threshold of a hotel room, toss you on the bed with a bottle of champagne, and you can ride up.
Well, okay, let's not get personal.
I appreciate that.
You know what?
Ho Chi Minh. On my career.
Ho Chi Minh Disney, that's not what I want to do.
Ho Chi Minh. All right, look at Rebecca. Thank you very much, and I hope you are. So you're in Atlanta right now, huh?
I am in the car in Atlanta.
All right, cool.
I'm on my way to Tennessee.
Cool. We're glad you're out of there.
Thank you. I'm glad I am, too.
Thanks a lot.
Well, don't kiss up to her too much because she still works for Disney.
All right, thank you very much.
No, I don't. I work for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
You work for May Company?
Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Okay, I wish I was at Disney World.
In Central Florida also.
Wait, she works for Make-A-Wish.
You asked me to make a wish.
No, I did not. She works for Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is for children who are terminally ill.
Yes.
Well, I'm confused.
I used to work for the Walt Disney World Company. I currently work for the Make-A-Wish Foundation as the volunteer coordinator of the Central and Northern Florida chapter.
You single?
And we just evacuated every Wish family in Central Florida.
Can you get David Copperfield to come to my house if I told you my kids had cancer?
All right, thank you very much. I'm sorry, Rebecca. Thank you very much for your call. And,
you're welcome. Y'all have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye. There's a lady on her way to Tennessee this evening ahead of Hurricane Francis.
Why'd you hang up on me?
Can you get David Copperfield to my house if I tell you my kids have got cancer, huh?
It's worth a shot.
Listen, jackass, take your kids to Disneyland.
So I don't get the picture with Chip and Dale?
No, you don't get your picture with Chip and Dale. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with some closing thoughts in a moment.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, talk radio's worst nightmare. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We will have on our show Monday night, of course, our top 100 calls of the year. And we... let's see. What's on Tuesday night, man? Oh, yeah. Margaret Gray back with our campaign 2000...
Margaret Gray.
Four report.
Yes.
Yeah, Margaret. I might just blow out of here tomorrow night. We will have an outstanding show for you tomorrow night. Don't worry about it, but... it was my birthday on Wednesday. My wife and I want to go out to the desert for my birthday celebration, so we might do that. I don't know. Lay in a hot tub someplace. I dig the desert in the summertime. A lot of people don't like it out there. It's like 115 degrees, but guess what? You can play the best golf courses in the world for like $20. You go out to La Quinta. You can go out anywhere you want out there. Play anywhere you want. I don't know if it's 20. I mean, it's been a couple of years for me, but... hell, you go out there like $40 for a round of golf, playing at PGA West. Plus, the peyote is free. Just get out of your car and go pick it. And I'm choking. Dry those buttons out. Make a little tea out of it. Next thing you know, I'm kidding, kids. Don't try it at home. Try it at your friend's house. No, I shouldn't say that. All right. Well, you shouldn't even be listening to the show anyway. Go to bed. Back to school. This is what bothers me. Back to school sales disappoint. Get a load of this. You want to know why some people think sometimes we're in a recession and sometimes maybe we are, sometimes we aren't? We can't figure it out for love or money. Back-to-school sales disappoint. The August start of the back-to-school shopping season was a disappointment for major retailers, giving the industry a third straight month of listless sales. Whoever said there were supposed to be really big-ass sales for back-to-school? Look, books, backpacks, I get that, okay? But going out and buying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of clothes... doesn't necessarily happen in the real world, okay? You guys in the retail business created the back-to-school industry. You created it out of nothing. During a time when people maybe had a little bit more discretionary income than they have today, and just because we don't have the discretionary income to spend hundreds of dollars on the latest back-to-school fashions, it doesn't mean we're all poor and getting ready to, like, you know, beg Ebenezer Scrooge for a crust of bread. It doesn't mean that we're... the American family today is in the worst possible shape. Why, he can't even afford a Power Rangers lunch bucket. These cats with the back-to-school business are simply... they're saying this. hey, man, the business that I created called back to school sales, clothing and everything, it's not doing as well as I thought it would. So therefore, we've got like a serious situation here with a recession. You know, if you guys hadn't started this stuff in the first place, the people that would be working in that sector might already have been farmed out to other more needed areas of the retail business, or maybe they would have gone back to school and gotten their college degree and be doing something else. Instead, you guys create these dopey businesses like back to school retail, and so you hire people, I don't know, seasonally or not. Next thing you know, they're out of work because you knuckleheads came up with some phony baloney business. And, we're out of time. You know, back-to-school G-strings? What, you're not selling a lot of those? Must be a recession, dude. Hey, we got it back. We're not selling the back-to-school sports bra and transistor radio. Yeah, things must be really bad. Did you guys just go back to selling lunch buckets? Don't forget the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, 2003, available on our website. On Labor Day, the top 100 calls of the year on the Phil Henry Show, the only show that counts down talk show calls instead of songs. Ain't we got fun? Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-